It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 18th, 1993, the U.S. District Court Judge Fern Smith rules that Atari Games infringed upon copyright and patents held by Nintendo by duplicating software code found in Nintendo Entertainment System cartridges. 1994, Sony Interactive Entertainment establishes its Sony Computer Entertainment of America division to market video games for its upcoming PlayStation video game system. 1998, the United States Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 20 states and the District of Columbia, file an antitrust lawsuit in Washington, D.C., alleging that Microsoft Corporation illegally stifled competition, harmed consumers, and undercut software innovation. And in 1999, version 4.6 of Netscape Communicator was released. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, Boo.com, which was a high-profile online designer clothing and cosmetics retailer based in the UK, was placed in receivership less than 6 months after launch. Analysts attribute the company's poor sales and poor design to its failure. 2001, DreamWorks released the animated comedy Shrek to 3,587 U.S. theaters. It would go on to become the first film to win an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. Produced on a budget of $60 million, the film would gross $42 million domestically in the opening weekend and $487 million in the course of its theatrical run. 2002, the match between chess grandmaster Mikhail Gurich and the IBM computer Junior 7 in Greece ended with Junior winning 3 wins and 1 draw. 2004, the NASA Cassini-Huygens space probe enters into the orbit of Saturn, at which point the gravitational pull of the planet overtakes the influence of the sun. 2006, Dell announced that it would roll out a new server based on the AMD Opteron chips by year's end, thus ending the company's long-standing exclusive relationship with Intel. 2007, Disneyland and Walt Disney World launched 10 wireless internet hotspots scattered throughout the park's attractions. Visitors playing games of Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End on their Nintendo DS handheld game system in the parks could download bonus content not available anywhere else. 2009, Facebook incorporated OpenID into their login structure. Dell announced that the Latitude 2100 with Intel Atom CPU, 1 gigabit of RAM, and Windows XP, the netbook was intended for younger users with an antimicrobacterial keyboard, and the netbook started at $369. And Flock 2.5 was released. Flock is a browser social network application. And in 2012, Facebook goes public. With the symbol of FB, it started at $38 a share. Facebook unfortunately did not raise. By the third day, the stock fell to $31 a share. And by the end of the year, Facebook was at $26.62. And in 2014, AT&T acquired DirecTV for $48.5 billion. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.